Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Edmonton's home for breaking news on your favorite team. This is Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins on 630 CHED.
Okay, thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. Yeah, a little bit of a storm moving through here. So hope you are not caught in that or will not be if it's heading in your direction. Memorial Cup game about to start between Seattle and Kamloops. Winner goes to the semifinal on Friday. Loser plays Peterborough tomorrow in the tiebreaker game. Brewers and Blue Jays, it's 4-1 Milwaukee in the seventh. Stanley Cup final starts Saturday here on 630 CHED. 6 o'clock game, Florida at Vegas. Edmonton Stingers playing tonight in about half an hour at the Flair Airlines hangar at the Expo Center. Stingers are 0-2. Tonight they're playing the Niagara River Lions. Cam Mooner and I went to the game on Sunday in which they lost to the Calgary Surge. Mooner, had you experienced or did you know anything about that Elam ending before we went to and witnessed that game?
No, in fact, it wasn't until you explained it to me that I knew. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had a clue. But I'm not a basketball expert at all. But that was the first time I went to a Stingers game. I was very impressed with the level of excitement, the level of basketball. Though if it wasn't good, I don't know that I'd be able to tell the difference. But I really liked that way to end the game. It takes out all the fouls by the team trailing and what have you. I just thought it was a great way to end the game, although it didn't work out well for Edmonton, but that's on them.
That was shocking. And I know I talked about this the last couple of days. Brody Clark was on the show last night. He said, hey, I'm one of the guys that missed three free throws down the stretch. The odd thing about it was you and I both we didn't necessarily think Calgary was going to win, but we felt it coming. We felt like the Stingers should be able to cruise to the finish line, but early in the Elam time, we kind of sensed there was a problem.
You could sense the urgency of Calgary went up, and it almost felt, and the players would have a far better handle on this than you and I just standing there watching, but it just felt like they were playing not to win, but to try not to lose. So it just, I don't know what it was, but it was bizarre for sure to see a team come back from that far back when the Stingers only needed to get nine points. But yeah, it was an exceptional game to go to. I thought the entertainment value was good. They're doing a good job there.
All right, and they got another game tonight, so we'll update people on, the early stages. They might not tip off till about 7:40, 7:45, so we'll try to get a bit of a score online here for you. Yeah, that was fun. We got to go to that game for sure.
Yeah.
Cam Moon checking in tonight on Inside Sports. I know you go to a lot of Riverhawks games. Their season starts on the road on Friday. They don't have a home game until the 13th. We're going to have a Riverhawks player on the show tomorrow, so there's another local thing going. Of course, the Elks are going. And you went to the preseason Elks game on Saturday as well. Preseason football, a lot of guys. I was with my dad. He's like, look how many players they got dressed. I was like, yeah, and this is the second game. So, they'd already cut some players. But, we'll see. I think there are some, certainly some reasons to believe that the Elks are going to be, I'm not going to make any grand promises, but much more competitive than they were last season.
I would think so. We were able to watch their second game, which means it should be a little bit better than the first game, and they were competitive. They were in it. They moved the ball. They ran the ball pretty well. I would say they will be improved. To what degree, I don't know. Got to win some home games, and let's be honest, if you want to get butts in seats, that's kind of where it starts. And it'd be great if they started on that home opener against the Riders, but there's a lot to be optimistic about. And I heard your interview with Shannon Brooks, which was awesome. Great to get some insight into him and you know, his life. And I thought he looked really good in that preseason game. He seemed like he was almost 5 yards every time he touched the ball. So, yeah, a lot of positives, I think. We'll see. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that there's a team that is going to compete for the playoff spot quite yet. But I'd be happy if they found a way to compete for a home win soon.
Yes, I agree with you there as well. Okay, let's hope so. A few things to touch on with you, but we've already touched on a couple. Let's keep going. The Oilers made a trade today, and then they immediately signed the young man they traded for. Now, look, I know you've been with the Oilers. Like at some point, I try not to treat you like the WHL guy, but you still know people in that community. And Jaden Grubb, is that how you say it?
Yes, that is how you say it.
All right, so he was with the Rebels, drafted by the Rangers, never signed with them. So if he didn't sign with them by tomorrow, he would have been in the draft again. So instead, he's traded to the Oilers and signs with them. What are the Oilers getting here?
They're getting a big right shot center that is defensively responsible. It's a 200-foot game kind of guy. Plays real hard, so you don't have to... You don't have to prod him into giving you more. That's already built in. More of a pass-first guy than a shot-first guy, but he wasn't like a big point getter in the Western League, but decent. Had a pretty good playoff this past year where the Rebels won the first round against Calgary, then lost in seven against Saskatoon, although they were up 3-0 in that series. So that's what you get, and high character player. Not many WHL teams will put the C on the jersey of a player that's in his 17-year-old year, but that's what happened in Red Deer. So that isn't by fluke. It isn't by default. It was because he absolutely earned it. He's that type of guy. So a high character player. So his last three years, he played 4 years in the WHL, but his last 3 years in the WHL, he was the captain of the team. So that tells you a little bit something about the makeup of the young man. So for the Oilers, I think it's an opportunity to get a player that, because he just finished his 19-year-old season, he could play in Bakersfield next year, so he could be pro right away. You don't have to get, you know, you're not giving up, you know, like a high pick or anything. So I think it's well worth the gamble for a guy that might play for you one day.
Okay. Yeah, a right shot center too, right?
Yeah.
And that's significant within the Oilers organization. So we'll see what happens with him. Memorial Cup, I got the game on here. I assume you're watching it.
Yeah.
What do you call your place, Shea Moon?
Yes, at Shea Moon. The Memorial Cup game is on.
Not that other Shea place that is a few blocks from your place downtown. I don't know if that's still open. Anyway,
I've heard of it.
Shea Moon doesn't offer the same service.
No, not usually. It's got to be a pretty good night.
Not usually. Okay, that's good to know. It's like, yeah, okay. Anyway, we'll move off that before we get into too much trouble. All right, so these two teams are playing to not play tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then they could play again on Friday, depending on what... I mean, your impression of the odd tournament, because there's been a couple absolute blowouts, first of all. But, you know, all four teams are technically going to get a single elimination game.
Yeah, the beauty of the tournament is you can't get booted on goals for and against. It's good. You have to lose your way out. So if Peterborough would have lost yesterday, then this game would have meant absolutely nothing. Because Peterborough would have been out. They would have been 0-3. And then these two teams would have played, the two teams that are playing right now, Seattle and Kamloops, they would have played in the semifinals. So this game would have been a mail-it-in affair. But now it isn't. So I'm actually happy it worked out the way it did yesterday, just to make this game worth something. If you can avoid the tiebreaker game, you absolutely want to do that. So I would expect the level of play is going to be high in this game. Because if you can shave a game off of that road to the final, you need to take it. Because it's high-intensity hockey in a short amount of time. And the last thing you want to do is play in that tiebreaker. And, you know, Peterborough is, of course, they're ecstatic to play in it because they were a loss away from being eliminated. But, yeah, it's a, if whoever wins this definitely has the advantage over whoever wins the tiebreaker.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's Memorial Cup. Stanley Cup Final is Saturday on 6:30 Chet. Florida and Vegas. I was joking earlier. I don't know if you heard it. A 12-year-old Reed Wilkins would have been very confused.
Yes.
What are you talking?
I was listening.
Papa, what do you mean?
Yeah. I heard the papa. Very, very good.
Yes. Well, a 12-year-old Cam Moon would have been equally confused, but we know that that's the way the league has gone. We're doing our picks on Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer tomorrow, so we won't reveal them, but you can obviously pick who I'm picking, given the...
You've been picking that team from the get-go.
Yes, and I'm going to pick them again. Why would I not at this point?
No, exactly. I'm with you. I understand why you would pick them. I have been the absolute worst at this picking. If you went the opposite of everything I said, total George Costanza opposite, then you would be laughing right now to the bank. I've been god-awful in... predicting, and this is why, I don't bet on sports.
Yeah, it's not a good way to make money. Like, can make money gambling is if you win a lot of money the first time you gamble and then never gamble again. Yeah. That's the only way can win. Now, somebody's out there listening like, well, actually, Reed, I'm a professional poker pail. Okay, settle down. You're in the minority. Yeah. So.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm going to get all these angry texts. Oh, well, actually, Reed, I've devised a system.
Yeah, actually.
Okay. Good.
You're Teddy KGB from Rounders. Yes, right.
Well, we were talking about Rounders last week.
I heard that the other night.
Teddy KGB.
I love that movie.
I don't know if that was the night you were on or not, but anyway, this is fun. All right. I don't even know what I was going to ask you about the Stanley Cup. We're making our picks tomorrow. That's all people have to know. We talked about Aiden Hill last week. Kachuk's good. It's been pretty amazing. Was there any guys you knew well from the Dub that are in the series?
Or in the Stanley Cup?
Yeah.
Sam Reinhart.
Right.
And Sam was on that team when I went with Hockey Canada to the U18s in 2012. So I got to know Sam pretty well because we were in Czech Republic for 3 weeks. He's part of that. And William Carrier was also on that same team.
Oh, really?
Yep. I had a nice conversation with him, actually, during the series with the Oilers. And we were laughing about my junior high French that I would bust out for them, for the guys from the queue. One day, we're out there. I had to take the players for a walk, right? The coaches had me in charge of walking the players. So that was kind of my role over there. And we come out, and the bus was supposed to be waiting for us to take us to the rink. And William Carrier standing there and Anthony Mantha, they're both Quebec major junior players and both, you know, speak French. And I look at the two of them and I go, où est l'autobus? And they laugh so hard, they lost their minds. Because I think I got it right. I don't know.
Where is the bus?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understood it.
Well, they couldn't stop laughing at me.
So
I tried my best.
You just didn't have the proper accent, that's all.
Well, I'm sure I did not. And then, of course, Mark Stone. I remember him with the Brandon Wheat Kings. And I'll tell you, he's come a long way from his time in the WHL. And that's a credit to him and the hard work that he has put in. He deserves the success he's had because he's had to really work for it. Aiden Hill, I remember him, the Portland Winterhawks. Well, that whole Vegas team, I mean, half the team is Western League.
Right, so. But there's no former Rebels on the team in the series.
No, Josh Mahura in Florida.
Oh, right, okay.
St. Albert. He's from
Edmonton. Sorry, St. Albert. I just offended everybody at St. Albert.
Yeah, well, don't do that. Yeah,
they won't be able to go to the game store anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't want that. You don't want to be persona non grata there, do you?
No, I don't. Okay. Booter, this was a fun and wind-raging conversation. We asked you on because we just like having fun with you. Tell me about the band Dirty Honey before we go.
Oh, yeah. So I had a buddy that gave me the heads up about them, and they played at the Starlight Room last year in September. So I went, I wasn't celebrating their entire catalog at that time. But after I watched them live in a sold-out Starlight Room, I was very impressed that these youngsters from California could rock as hard as they did. And it was well worth it. And now I am far more knowledgeable about their music. They were very good. I went and saw Wild Tea and the Spirit last weekend, Blues on White.
Oh, right. And that's a guy, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And he was excellent? Very good?
Yeah. Wild Tea was amazing. I saw him years and years ago. I think it had been about 93 at Old People's Pub on White Avenue. That's going way back.
Wow.
I saw a lot of bands there back in the day. But, yeah, I'm a bit of a music junkie. Like, I love it.
Well, why wouldn't you be? That's a good hobby to have.
I think so. Yeah,
all right. Seattle scored, so they lead Kamloops 1-0. We should keep people updated here because the storm is hitting here at 6:30, Ched. Oh, my goodness. I just peeked out the window. It was pouring rain, thunder right over top. Wait, you got anything downtown?
Actually, it's lightened up here. It was worse about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Mooner, I'll see you around at some point. Thanks for doing this, man.
Okay, talk to you later.
That is Cap Mood checking in, play-by-play voice for Edmonton Oilers. He and Jack Michaels here on 630 Ched and the Oilers Radio Network as we touched on a variety of topics, including music. Yeah, Cam Moon loves going to live music venues. I think on the road sometimes, if he has a sec, if he's in a road city, got a night off, he might try to hit up live music in whatever city he's in. So he knows a lot, and I like talking to Mooner about that because as Mooner and I get along incredibly well, but we have a lot of different interests. But like some people, you have different interests and you can't talk to them. Mooner and I have different interests and we sort of feed on each other with that because he tells me a lot about live music and bands and he endures me talking about comics, books, and board games and stuff like that. So we got a pretty cool friendship that way. All right, 780-496-0063. It is Inside Sports on Ched.
Subscribe to the Inside Sports Podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you find your podcasts. This is 630 Chad Inside Sports.
Brad Treliving, now the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs after being with the Calgary Flames for several seasons. Kyle Dubas cut loose by the Leafs a couple of weeks ago. And Andrew Brunette, new coach of the Predators after they got rid of John Hines. Ron Francis with the Kraken, 3-year contract extension as the general manager. Jelena Mrjenovic, all-time great boxer, coming up on Inside Sports.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back, massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.